The Environmental Protection Agency has come up with a plan to clean up toxic PCE and TCE in Martinsville, the same chemicals suspected of causing rare childhood cancers in Franklin. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, one local resident and activist says the EPA needs to act more quickly.
The EPA plans to inject chemicals into the groundwater to break down the PCE and TCE. It also hopes to address toxic vapors from the soil that could be seeping into homes and businesses. Tom Wallace is a retired environmental engineer and the founder of the Martinsville, Indiana Superfund Site Association. He says the EPA's water cleanup plan is close to what the city and its residents wanted, but he'd prefer something quicker and hopes the agency will keep an open mind.
It is effective, but it's longer term. We're talking 17 to 30 years in many cases. And looking at some of the plume stop things, they've done it in 2 years or less.
Plume stop is what's being used to clean Franklin's groundwater. Wallace says an entire generation in Martinsville has been exposed to these harmful chemicals. His group is working with Purdue University researchers to study how exposure to PCE specifically might be affecting the city's children. There are at least three other areas of groundwater pollution in Martinsville. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.